Welcome to the Finding Wellness Podcast. My name's Megan. I'm a wife, mom, and holistic wellness coach. I have a passion for helping women, particularly moms, prioritize themselves and their general well-being. Because when we take the time to take care of ourselves, everyone wins. My goal with this podcast is to finally help you figure out what works for you to support your overall well-being. And because health is so much more than the size of our body, no topic will be off limits. We're talking about relationships, mental health, even things like finances, because it all plays a role. Some opinions and research shared here might work for you, and some definitely won't. So I encourage you to stay curious, be open to experimenting a little, and take what serves you and leave what doesn't. Let's get to it. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Finding Wellness Podcast. My name is Megan. I'm your host. And as always, I am so excited to have you here. We are doing just a quick life update today. You guys seem to really enjoy these episodes. So I wanted to just kind of chat with you a little bit about what's been going on, what's been happening with me, what I've been up to. And then as you can see in the title, I'm going to be talking a little bit about some body image things, particularly having an experience with negative body image recently and kind of been taken surprised by that. And also getting ready for an upcoming vacation, which I don't really know if you can call it that. I will be traveling and deciding whether or not I should be working out on this vacation. And if so, what types of workouts, when am I squeezing it in, all of that kind of stuff. So life, as always, do be lifing, you guys. It has been quite the roller coaster over here. Lots of really high highs and lots of really low lows. I'm not going to really get into all of it, but just it's been a roller coaster. So back in February, Drew and I joined a partner challenge at my gym that I also work at. So I'm a coach at a gym. If you're not familiar, I'm a fitness coach and also a holistic health coach. So I do both training at the gym facility, but also do some nutrition coaching on the side with some clients there. And then I also have, I work at a holistic wellness office as a health coach there as well. So at the gym that I work out, they were doing a partner challenge and my husband and I joined the challenge. And really, I didn't have any specific goals with this challenge. I know if you guys have been here for a while, you know that I've been kind of like teetering the fence between like wanting to lose weight, but not actually wanting to lose weight and really wanting to prioritize like my health and getting stronger and getting faster and like weight loss as a side effect of those things rather than weight loss being like the thing that I'm pursuing. And so I went into this challenge more of the attitude of that it would be something fun for Drew and I to do together because I really like sharing that time with him in the gym. And then also if I happen to shed some body fat in the process, that was just going to be like an extra bonus, right? And in the middle of that, my grandmother passed away. And it wasn't, you know, sudden or anything like that. We all like knew that it was coming. But it was still very, very, very difficult for my family. And so obviously my priorities changed overnight, right? I went from like really being involved in the partner challenge aspect of things to like, I was still getting my workouts in. I was still for the most part, right? Not every day like I usually do, but, I had to figure out a way to prioritize myself and my health in a way that was supportive to me supporting other people in my life. And that just goes back to the conversation that I have here all the time that your fitness and nutrition and wellness habits need to serve you in all seasons. And so you need to have different versions of these habits for different seasons of your life, right? Because I went from working out 6 days a week pretty intensely, really tracking my protein, like literally weighing it, you guys, to make sure that I was like measuring and weighing not all of my macros, but my protein specifically to make sure that I was eating enough protein. Like I was really going hard on some of these things. And I got to a point after my grandmother died that I was like, okay, literally my goal right now is to make sure that I'm eating 3 meals a day and that I am getting to sleep at a normal time. Like that is my bare minimum right now. And that is where I need to be operating from. And that just has to be okay. Everything else that I do, like going to the gym at all, is a cherry on top, right? That's a total bonus. And lucky for me, I work at a gym, so it was really easy for me to continue to prioritize some workouts. Again, it was not every day. If it was a day that I wasn't working, I probably wasn't in the gym that day. But I say all this to say my standards for my wellness shifted significantly. And I had to be okay with that. And I was. It was a little bit strange for me to be back in a place where like I had to purposely make sure that I ate 3 meals a day and went to bed at a reasonable time because I was so good at those things. I didn't even have to really think about them. But when life comes at you and puts you on your ass, you have to sometimes go back to the minimum baseline and really just make sure that you're doing something purposefully to make sure that your minimum needs are being met. And like, I gave myself a timeline. Like, of course, I know I'm not going to stay here forever, right? But for this time right now, whether it's a couple weeks or a month or whatever it is, I will eventually be able to build back up from here. But right now, this is okay. And this is serving me in the long run. And what that allowed me to do was really appreciate that, you know, okay, I was eating 3 meals a day. They weren't always the best meals. They were not always protein focused. They were not always at the optimal time of the day, right? But I was eating 3 meals instead of what usually happens when I get into a space like this is skipping meals entirely and then getting like totally like insatiable at night and like really having like eating everything in sight. I was really trying to not do that. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner every single day. And for the most part, I did that. And what that allowed me to do, because I was taking care of like some very basic things, I was able to understand that, okay, the sooner I can add on to this baseline, the sooner I'll be feeling better overall. Like grief is going to be a process and I'm going to be handling that forever, really. But I'm able now, you know, over a month later, I'm back to being in the gym every single day that I'm supposed to be. I'm back to weighing and measuring my protein finally. Like I'm right back where I was. It took me a couple weeks to get here, but it didn't take me months. What didn't happen was I didn't say, fuck it, none of this matters, and you know, allow myself to dig and dig and dig and dig myself into this hole that seems impossible to get out of a couple months from now, right? So that's what I didn't do, and that's what this minimum baseline really helped me kind of avoid. So I don't know if you're going through something right now or if that message lands with you at all, but just remember that the level that you're operating at right now, you might not always be able to operate at this level. And so stepping out of that all or nothing mindset and saying, okay, what can I do right now to be supportive that's reasonable and realistic given what I'm dealing with, right? And so that was really, really helpful for me over this past month. So not only did I not lose fat during the partner challenge, I did in fact gain some fat. So that was annoying, but it's to be expected, right? Because I mean, it is what it is. I wasn't working out as often or as intensely. My nutrition was a little bit out the window, even though I was mindful, like I said, of making sure that I was eating three times a day. That was quite literally my only requirement. So whereas before I would make sure that I was eating, you know, plenty of fruits and vegetables and plenty of protein and plenty of these like really supportive things, that part of my nutrition plan was all the way out the window. And so whatever, I still had, some really special time with Drew in the gym. He still does come to the gym with me sometimes. So that was, and that was really what I was there for. And keeping that in the forefront was also really helpful. At the same time, if you're listening to this in real time, it is the end of March, and my daughter and I will be leaving for Puerto Rico April 1st. This is actually going to be a school trip. Without sharing too much details, basically, we're going on a school trip to Puerto Rico, and I'm going as a chaperone. So we're going for a week, and we needed to get like bathing suits and stuff for the trip. So we go shopping, Katie and I, and this is not something that we do often because neither one of us particularly like to shop. I don't have that gene. She's very particular about her clothing. She doesn't necessarily really love the options that are available, in a lot of stores. So anyway, we are bathing suit shopping, and I am looking for something that is two pieces because I have to wear my bathing suit on the plane there. So you bet your ass I'm not wearing a one-piece bathing suit under a t-shirt and then getting fully naked in the airplane if I have to go to the bathroom. Like, that sounds like a nightmare. So I need something that's two pieces, but I'm also a chaperone on a middle school field trip, so I need to be fully covered also. So I'm like, I have very like specific requirements that I need this bathing suit to meet. And we are bathing suit shopping, and she, at the time, I thought that she also needed a one-piece bathing suit because, again, this is a school-sponsored event, even though we're going to be on the beach. I was like, I don't know, Katie, I'm pretty sure you need a one-piece bathing suit. So she's not happy with the options that are available to her. But we're trying on these bathing suits, and I'm looking in the mirror, and I'm like not recognizing the body that I see because, like I mentioned, I did in fact gain some weight, and it was not in the form of muscle. And I am okay with that. But seeing it in the mirror in a bathing suit, I don't know why, it did something to me. And I was like, I got the ick. I got the ick. And I was like, first of all, really taken back by that because I have done a lot of work in this department. And I thought that like those days of not loving what I see in the mirror were like really behind me. Even though, let me kind of rephrase that. It's not that I fully am like, I look great every day, right? It's more so that I don't hate what I see every day. And that's a big difference. Like, you can be neutral about the way you look and not hate it, right? And so the fact that I was looking at myself in the mirror and really feeling like oh, I don't like that, was surprising to me. And I was like, oh my God. So anyway, I didn't love that. And I really didn't want Katie to see me seeing myself that way. And so I had to snap myself out of it really quickly. And I do not have any advice around that at all. I really wish that I did. What I did in the moment was just recognize really quickly that it was happening. And I just decided, I'm done trying on bathing suits for today. And that was fine because the bathing suits that were available to us at this time of year were very expensive and not that cute. So honestly, even if it was a great body image day, I probably still would not have bought a bathing suit. And so I find peace in that. But yeah, I just made the decision that like, okay, I'm done looking for bathing suits for today. Let's focus on you, Katie. What kind of bathing suit do you want? She also was not able to find a bathing suit that she liked, and was really hell-bent on not wearing a one-piece bathing suit. So that was all a conversation for a different day. Needless to say, we spent 6 hours shopping that day and bought literally nothing. Not a single pair of shorts, not a single t-shirt, no bathing suits, literally nothing. So that was really fun for me, you guys. The good news is we did do a repeat this past weekend. Katie still has not found a bathing suit. I am just going to wear something that I already have. And we ordered her a bunch of stuff online, but we did find a bunch of shorts and t-shirts and all kinds of things that will come in handy. So 8 hours later, and that is all taken care of, and we are getting ready to go. We are so, so excited for that. We still have about a week, a little bit less than a week now until we take off. And so we're getting our ducks in a row now, right? I just scheduled our mani-pedis. You know, we have to pack everything, all of that. And Easter is in the mix in there. She has a soccer tournament this weekend. There's still like a lot. I feel like there's a lot that needs to happen. I don't know if you guys experienced this, but like leading up to a vacation, it always seems like there's too much to do and not enough time. So that is where I'm at right now, with like juggling, you know, practices. And Nicholas had a banquet last night, and you know, I feel like I'm up late and up early and nothing is getting done, and I have all this stuff. But anyway, that's a topic for a different day. But while I'm away, I'm kind of like, should I be exercising while I'm away or not? Because I have been the most consistent with my movement than I have ever been before in the history of my working out. This is by far the most consistent I have ever been. And I attribute that to a lot of things, but for the purpose of this conversation, the reason why I'm like, where does this fall for me in terms of next week is a couple of things. Number one, I used to be the girl that would ambitiously pack my workout clothes and my sneakers and all of that for every single vacation and literally never use them. And over the past year, I have become the person who not only packs my workout clothes, but I use them. I may not work out every day on vacation because I don't believe that you have to do that, but I do plan a couple of days that are maybe lighter days in the sense that like we don't have so much going on that day, and I'll do a workout on those days just to keep myself like kind of regular, right? But this trip, like I mentioned, I will be a chaperone, and so obviously, my number one priority on this trip is the safety of all of the other children that will be joining us. Not just myself and my daughter, but a lot of the other children will be under my supervision as well. And so obviously that's the reason I'm going on the trip. That's my number one priority. So time, and it's a group trip. And if you've ever done a group trip like this before, I have experience with this. I know how jam-packed the schedule is. I have a roommate, which means I don't have like willy-nilly access to my shower just whenever I want to. I'm going to have to work out a schedule with her. All of that stuff comes into play, right? Especially with, again, the late nights and the early mornings and the lots of activity in between. And at the same time, I know I've mentioned on last week's podcast, I do have performance goals right now. And so it is important to me to prioritize them, even though I'm going to be away. So right now I'm training for two events. Number one is a DECA event, which is a Spartan event, if you're not familiar. It's basically a functional fitness event. There are 10 zones and you have to get through the 10 zones as quickly as possible. And I'm trying to beat my time from the last time I did it. Actually, I don't even know if I'm doing it as an individual or if I'm just doing it as a team. That still kind of needs to be worked out, I guess. But regardless, I'm training to be quicker and more efficient in these 10 zones for an upcoming event at the end of April. And also, my big, big goal for the year is the DECA Fit event in August, which is those 10 zones with running in between, and that running totals a full 5K. So it's the 10 DECA zones with 5K of running throughout the event, which means I also need to start prioritizing running. If you've been following along, you know that I have been just kind of getting faster and stronger in my 5K without really doing a lot of running at all. I do so few runs that my Apple Watch doesn't even have like a trend yet for me. Even though I've had my watch for like well over a year, I don't have on that like page, I'm looking at it now, it has like your trends and it's like your arrow is either pointing like up or down for like your move, your stand, walking pace. Like my running pace is just a line with all zeros because I do so few running workouts. So again, the gym that I work out is doing a couch to 5K program with one of my coworkers. She is a newly certified running coach. So if you're looking for someone for help with that, let me know and I can get you connected. But she's running a couch to 5K program. So she put together a running plan for me that takes into account the other goals that I have as well. And so I'm really excited to start that. So anyway, I say all that to say, I do plan to work out on this 6-day trip, but I'm going to be super realistic and really only plan on doing 2, maybe 3 workouts. I just want to be realistic. I want to be realistic. I want to enjoy the time. I want to do the thing that I'm there to do, which is really, again, to make sure that these children are safe and having fun and enjoying their time in a safe way. So that's kind of where I'm at with that. I will be bringing some protein bars, and some like my supplements, obviously I'll be bringing those. So I do travel with all of that. And so I do stay like as much on my normal routine as I can while on vacation. I'm really excited about the food in Puerto Rico. So, again, I'll be doing my best to make sure that I'm getting in the fruits and vegetables and all that kind of stuff throughout however I can. But part of the experience of being on the trip is the food, right? And the culture and being immersed in that. So I do plan to fully do that. And then on, the Monday that I get back, I'll be right back into my true normal routine. So there will be no at least I don't anticipate there being, what used to happen again was I would get home and then it would take me like a week or two to like get back into routine. I don't really anticipate that. This time around, I don't know, maybe, maybe I should anticipate that. But as of right now, I'm feeling like I'm going to be ready to just kind of jump back into my normal routine. And so I'm not going to overanalyze what I'm not going to be doing while I'm down there, which is obviously I won't be doing the strength training that I normally do. I definitely won't be getting in the runs that are on my plan. But I will do the best with what I have access to and really just enjoy my time there. So that is what has been happening with me. That's what's coming up. And I'm excited to kind of bring you guys along and continue to share. I do plan to really dive into the hormone side of things when I get back. So the first episode when I get back will be sort of like a menstrual cycle 101, if you will. Really just going over the different phases of our menstrual cycle, why they matter and why you should care, even if you're not trying to conceive right now. Because I mean, I used to think that it didn't matter if I was ovulating or when I was ovulating because I'm not trying to get pregnant. But that's not exactly the case. And I'll get more into that when I get back. But also, you know, from there, I will be able to provide more specific information about like how your hormones impact your mood and your energy and your sleep and all of that kind of stuff. So if you have any specific questions about hormones or tracking your cycle or what it means or anything, please do send me a DM so that I can make sure that I answer them in the upcoming episodes. But other than that, I hope that you guys are having a great kickoff to your spring. Let me know, fill me in with what's been going on with you, if any of this resonated with you. I'd love to chat more about it. So until next time. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I love connecting with you and hearing about what resonates with you. If you connected with something in this episode, do me a favor and screenshot it and share it to your Instagram stories and tag me at Megan E. Wellness so we can chat about it. This helps me continue to create content that resonates with you and other women just like you. Until next time, stay curious.